I recently had an opportunity to record some beautiful music up at the high school with the high school chorus. And I was very impressed with the lady that accompanied the high school chorus on the piano. Her name is Melanie Burns, wife of Reverend Randall Burns of the Military Street Baptist Church. Melanie, first of all, what's your background? Where are you from?
I grew up in San Diego, California, about as far away from Houlton, Maine as one can get. And I lived there until after we were married, and then we came to the East Coast, Pennsylvania, for 3 years while Randall was in seminary. And we've been here 23 and a half years.
Melanie, what's your background on the piano? When was your first introduction to it?
I have an older brother who would meet with me on Saturday mornings, and I think my mom paid him a little bit to teach me just all the very beginnings of piano. I don't remember that so much. I remember meeting with him, but obviously he taught me what the keys were, what the notes were, and all that kind of thing, because you don't know that unless somebody's taught you. And when I was about in third or fourth grade, I began taking formal piano lessons, and I stayed with that teacher all the way, even through my first year of college. And then I had a music scholarship that, instead of using for piano lessons, since I had a piano teacher, I used for organ lessons, thinking, hey, maybe someday I will need to play the organ at a church somewhere. And I added that, and the Lord has let me play the organ since about 1978 in church ministry.
When did you first become associated with the high school chorus?
Okay, now that was about 18, maybe even 19 years ago. Our daughter Madeline is going to be 22 this week, and she was about 2 and a half, maybe 3, when I started taking her. Drew Palopoulos was the choral director at that time, and Madeline was just the kind of kid who would sit quietly. She was very unusual that way, and I would sit her in the front row, and I would say, Madeline, don't move, and she just would not move, and I was able to play for them, and we'd have breaks. The kids just loved to come and pick her up. So I know she was little, about 2 and a half, maybe 3 or so. Our son Mackenzie, a couple years older, was already in school, so I just had Madeline. So it's been nearly 2 decades, with a small amount of time that I didn't play, for maybe a couple years. Otherwise, it's been pretty continuous.
Now, do you do any other entertaining around town?
Entertaining.
Well, or teaching.
I have a few piano students that I teach right here at the church, and it's a joy for me to see them to go on. I've got one who last week played at the nursing home where her mother works for some of the residents there, and some who play in their churches and offer their gifts that way. So I've loved that. I have the children's choir here that I direct as well, and then there would be the choir that I accompany and the band that I get to lead. So I don't know if entertaining means to grab people's attention. I hope it's entertaining in that kind of way. I hope it's ministering in a deeper way.
Melanie, do you have any favorite music? For instance, do you go back to the old standards with Gershwin and Jerome Kern and those, or do you play pop music, or do you go to the classics?
You know, I love the classics. I was obviously taught with that. I had a wonderful teacher in piano, Mrs. Helen Hartley, became Helen Coates, and she's still living out in Arizona. And so I love the classics. Because of my work at the church, I'd say the songs that I love the most would be contemporary Christian music. That's what I end up playing the most, but I do love the classics. I love Bach, Chopin. I don't take as much time as I probably should to work on them, but I do love them. And it's really the foundation, I believe, for everything else that I get to do.
We're not going to hear Rhapsody in Blue or Melody in F by Gershwin or any of those.
Not today, no.
How about a little Chopin's Lemur?
Oh, I wish.
Could you play a little bit of it?
I wish I could play a little bit of it. No, I just don't have a lot of that in my head. I'm not
you,
so much
you, a... You need the music.
I really am. I don't do all that well with just playing by ear. I can do Jesus Loves Me and Happy Birthday in about every key, but other than that, that's not my forte. give me the notes. I love that, and I love accompanying, which has been very fun. We first met a little while ago at the high school. I was just telling somebody this week, when I was in ninth grade, my piano teacher said, I think it's about time for you to start accompanying. So she had me talk to the seventh grade girls chorus at my junior high, which is a large school, and I started accompanying for them. That was probably my first formal accompanying. My parents were musicians. I played for them for banquets or services, duets, solos. They were with another couple in a quartet. I've always loved accompanying. I love to sing, so I feel like if I can accompany somebody to where they don't even know I'm playing, you know, to support them, I love that.
Do you have any favorite Christmas carol?
Favorite Christmas carol.
Lady, I know you have a beautiful voice. Would you sing a chorus of that?
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon Virgin Mother and Child, Holy Infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
Oh, that's beautiful, Melanie. I really appreciate that, and I'm sure the people listening will, too. Melanie, did you have some voice training, too?
You know, a lot of my voice training has been just being part of choirs under excellent choral teachers who would teach as we would sing. In high school, I was part of the chorus, and then the Madrigal Singers, which is almost like today's show choir. And then I started accompanying for voice lessons, for people who were taking lessons. So as the teacher would tell them to do certain things, in my head and in my mind, I was doing them too. So I picked up a lot of things that way. So in that way, maybe some formal, but a lot caught, probably more than taught. And both of my parents, as I mentioned, were beautiful singers, so and their parents, and kind of in the DNA also, which I am very grateful for. I did nothing to deserve that, but those were just gifts that kind of come through parenting.
Well, now, do you plan to you accompany the group during their presentations, like last Thursday night, and during the contests that they have at high school choruses? Do you accompany them all the time?
I usually do. Yes, I did on Thursday. They've got something coming up in May that I'm not sure I'm going to be back for, so I may not do that. But December 9th, we will have had the students from Southside and I believe the elementary school come over to the high school, and they get a little bit of a shot in the arm of what it might be like in the music program at the high school. So the chorus is playing three numbers for that. I think the band is also participating, but I will be up at the high school to play for them as they play for the younger students.
You know something, when I went and record that, I was kind of down in the dumps when I went over to record the other day. See those youngsters on the stage, how happy they were, and what great thoughts, you know, they bring to you. The entertainment, the energy that they have. Reminds me of the old, was it Victor Herbert wrote, Toyland, beautiful boy and girl land.
Yes.
Once you pass its borders, you may ne'er return again. Melanie Burns, I want to thank you very much. And before we go, would you play just a little more piano for us? Something that you have, like Joy to the World or something that leaves a happy note?
Sure. There's nothing happier than the news of joy to the world. That was the proclamation that the angels gave to the shepherds, that they were to glory to God. The Lord had come, and then to tell what they had heard. And this is that. It is the words written by Isaac Watts and the music by George Frederick Handel.
Well, thank you very much, Melanie Burns, and I'm sure you and your husband will welcome a lot of people here during the Christmas season.
We love this time of year. It's beautiful, and people feel drawn, I think, to spiritual things during this time of the year. We have a beautiful setting here in the sanctuary, and each Sunday of Advent, of course, we have services, and then we have a Christmas Eve service at 4. It's kind of an unusual time, but one service at 4 o'clock that anybody who doesn't have a place to go would be welcome, and I think they'd love it.
Thank you very much, Melanie Byrne.
Thank you.
At the Holton Water Company, we work around the clock to bring you reliable, cost-effective electric, water, and wastewater service. We've been very fortunate this past year as we've experienced no major disruptions in service. But no matter how hard we try, life happens, such as high wind, ice, and rainstorms, falling trees, vehicle accidents, and equipment failure. If an issue does occur, know that our crews are on the job restoring your service as soon as possible.